No, I think my party is willing to build up a democratic system which will work properly. And in that kind of system, in principle, the loser must get some assurances that he is not going to lose everything. You know, he needs some protection. On that basis, we feel that we should talk to let the other side know that they will have a role that they will still play, even if they lose.
Some people are saying that this agreement could lessen tension ahead of the 24th October second round presidential runoff. Is that how your party sees this?
Well, definitely. You know, just look at the case of South Africa. If the whites in South Africa were not given the assurances that after the elections, if blacks take over, you know, they will still be protected, it would have been quite hard to reach an agreement. You know, this, therefore, I think that, you know, such an agreement will lessen the tensions and help build confidence among the parties so that we'll be proceeding to build up a democratic system and to play more, to think about the development of Guinea rather than to be fighting. You know, this is a kind of conflict prevention.
But some people are saying that there would not be discussion about what position one should have because it's not an alliance. What do you say to that?
Well, look, this is not an alliance. You know, our ally is USR, NGR, and other people. It's not an alliance. It's an agreement between the two parties that are competing, you know, to make sure that we remain brothers and sisters and all Guineans that will be working together after the election to build up our country, to make it a democratic system, and to work on the task of development, economic development, and improving people's well-being.
What are the expectations do you think Guineans should have about this agreement ahead of the election?
Well, you know, the Guineans will expect the peace and harmony in a more civilized democratic system than really, you know, fighting and making the loser pay a heavy price beyond what is necessary and so on. So, you know, my feeling is that it will help quite a lot.
How do you expect the agreement to go? Because you have often said that Professor Conde has always asked for the postponement of the election, and there's still controversy surrounding who heads the Electoral Commission ahead of the election. So how will those things be resolved?
Well, look, you know, Mr. Conde has asked often a postponement of the election, but because he doesn't feel ready. But now, as you know, the president, Konate, has told everybody that the 24th of October will not be postponed. So that this option is no longer in place for him to play. Now, regarding the Electoral Committee, you know, there are new developments recently. As you know, there are 13 people who have asked to remove Mr. Kamara within the Electoral Committee. So 13 out of 22, you know, they have made that request, a written request, a petition. So I think in few hours or few days, Mr. Kamara will be removed, definitely removed. So the issue will be then resolved.
Are you confident that the election will go ahead as announced by the transitional government on 24th October?
Definitely, I think so. You know, I don't see no reason for it to not be held on the 24th of October. There is no reason.